Next is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on July 11, 1976, in New York.
Swamiji, how could you convince then these Christian people that Krishna, Christ was the Son of God, or Krishna was
Christ
the
Son of God? Christ says himself that I am Son of God.
many Christians,
there are so many Christian editions. That is another thing.
We have accepted.
But all these Christians, they are all my students, they are coming from Christian. How they accept Krishna as the Father?
Prabhupada, did Christ return to the spiritual planets then when he left Earth to be the first man?
He is coming from spiritual planet. He is a Christ, representative of Krishna. We accept him as Saktavishavada. So, he was invited in some priestly meeting in Melbourne. They asked me the question, what is your opinion of Christ? So I said, he's our guru. Actually, we accept him. He's preaching God's message. He's Vaishnava. Anyone who accepts God, he was explaining kingdom of God. So according to time, circumstances, audience, we can just imagine what kind of people he had to deal with. That his commandment is, thou shalt not kill. Then understand how much they are accustomed to killing. So what kind of men they were. And not only that, in spite of hearing his instruction, thou shalt not kill, they killed him first. So what kind of men they were, just imagine. He said, thou shalt not kill, and they decided, we shall kill you first. So this class of men, he had to deal with.
What would happen to the people that killed Christ on the cross? Very bad.
Christ cannot be killed, but they kill themselves.
So they read that Christ said that I and my Father are one. Yes. So they say, therefore Christ is Krishna, so therefore Krishna can't be God.
One means in quality. Yeah. And in the Vedic literature we say, Aham Brahmasmi. That means we are one in quality. Brahma Bhuta Prasanna. So now we are material Bhuta, Jiva Bhuta. When we realize that I am not this body, I am spirit soul, I am part and parcel of God, that is Brahma Bhuta. Then bhakti begins. Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atmana Sodhya Samasarvish Madhbhakti Lavate. Then he enters into Bhakti after Brahma realizes. So Lord Buddha's finished?
No,
gone. Finished.
The animal sacrifice, as stated in the Vedas, is different from the unrestricted animal killing in the slaughterhouse. Because the asuras, or the so-called scholars of Vedic literatures, put forward the evidence of animal killing in the Vedas, Lord Buddha superficially denied the authority of the Vedas. This rejection of the Vedas by Lord Buddha was adopted in
just
order...
Right. He said that in the Vedas there is animal. And he stopped, wasting his time. He said, I don't care for your Vedas. It is my order that you stop if you love me. Here it is. You cannot open slaughterhouse giving reference to the Vedas. or any sacrifice, either the Jews, everyone, the Mohammedans, Buddha, they also make sacrifice. One day in the year, they sacrifice. It's not that they recommend open sacrifice, slaughterhouse. This is all nonsense, rakas. That sacrifice also recommend them in this sense, that you cannot stop animal killing. There will be a class of men who will eat meat, to give them some concession. So this is the recommendation. Like, if you want to eat meat, you sacrifice. Among the Hindus, just like Kali Puja, Durga Puja, the animal eaters, they are given this concession that if you want to eat meat, you just worship Goddess Kali. And just Goddess Kali worshipping is recommended on the Amavasya, the dark moon night, one day in a day, in a month, at the dead of night. So if one goes on eating meat this way, one day in a month, and dead of night, then you automatically give it. So much botheration, better give it. Actually denied. Yes, you can eat once in a month, and at the dead of night, when everyone will sleep, nobody can hear the screaming of the animal. These are the recommendations. That is indirectly denied. If one is intelligent, he will accept it. So why so much moderation for eating meat? Better give it.
There's so many gurus.
We are not talking of so many gurus. We are talking of real gurus. Real guru is he who talks in disciplic succession of Krishna. Evam parampara praptam imam rajarsayam. That is guru. The bhumifold guru is no guru. Bhavaishnava guru na sasya. Anyone who is not Vaishnava is not guru. But he says in the Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavan, Jayam Paramam Guyam Mad Bhakti Shulasi. Find out this. He is guru. He is preaching what Krishna has taught. He is guru. Not that anyone and everyone becomes guru. No. If you want to be cheated by such rascal guru, that is your business. But who is guru, that is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Anyone who preaches the teachings of Krishna is guru. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also says, Amar Agnai Guru Haiya Tara Ei Desh. You become a guru at my order. So how shall I become guru? I have no knowledge. Oh, you don't require any knowledge to manufacture. Jare Dakho Tare Kaho Krishna. Simply repeat the instruction of Krishna, you become guru. Everyone can become. The instruction is there. Krishna says, Sarva Dhanman Paritrajya Mami Kandu Saranam Bhaja. You say the same thing. Not that I have become Krishna, not man. You say the surrender to Krishna, then you become guru. Krishna instruction, not to become Krishna. If you want to become Krishna, then you are not guru. You are cheater. Suppose you are working for Master. If you say, my Master has fixed up this price, you cannot change. Then you are honest salesman. And if you place yourself, that I am the Master, Then you are cheated. The cheater cannot be teacher. The teacher is he who simply teaches what Krishna has said. That's all. He is teacher. That is not difficult. Anyone can do. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Jare dakho tare kaho, Krishna upadesh. Whomever you meet, you simply speak to him, Ninistakara Krishna. Then you can do it. And if you don't say that, you manufacture your own words, then you are cheated. You are not teacher. So the so-called gurus, they cheater. They want to become Krishna. That was a cheater. And it is a very easy thing if you cheat people, that you take this mantra and you become God. It's God. So easy thing to become God. But they want to be cheated. Purchasing mantra, I shall become God. They want to be cheated. They do not think that whether I can actually become God. They do not take the weight of his existence. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much.